It's all about the book today, Craig. The Elyria Library annual book sale is coming upon us. And to talk about that is Jennifer Harmon from the library. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
So this begins on Thursday. Is that the day where the people who all know all the books, book files or whatever those people are called that look for special books or ones that they're trying to find?
That is true. On Thursday, it's a $5 admittance fee, or you have to already be a friend to get in. And we do welcome scanners at the book sale, so everybody who has a little device that scans the ISBN numbers are welcome to come.
Now, why would somebody have one of these things and scan a number?
I think it reads a lot of the information in the book that you don't get from just looking at the book, so it's possibly that also it's connected to a system that some of these people use that let them know, like, the popularity of the book, if it's on Amazon, things like that. So I think they're looking at possibly reselling these books.
Yeah, if there's a special value to something like that as well. Because many of these books for book sales never made the way on the shelves of the library, right? This is a lot of times donations that people bring to you. Is that kind of what happens?
Correct. There are donations. So a lot of these books don't actually make it onto our shelves. They could be books that we own, but they're donated from the public.
Wow. So that's going on. And then, of course, the book sale opened everybody beginning then on Friday, right?
Friday, correct.
What are the hours for a book sale this weekend?
This weekend is Thursday is 10 to 7, and then Friday is 10 to 7 as well. Saturday is 10 to 4, and Sunday is 1 to 4.
Now, this book sale is so big you can't hold it at the library, right?
Correct.
This is at the St. John Lutheran Church on West River Road North. And it's right near the IHOP and the Roadhouse as
It's right across from our West River branch.
Ah, okay.
Books, what else?
We have books, we have audiobooks, we have DVDs, we have CDs. There's some kids' books, and there is a miscellaneous category with there's puzzles, there's little toys, et cetera.
Now, beyond the donations, how do you determine what the library gives up to put in a book sale like this?
So we have a policy called our collection development policy, and our librarians then go through our collection and they decide if things are being checked out, what is how much room is needed in the library for newer items. So there is a policy that goes along with what stays and what goes.
Now, a couple days ago, we traded emails because one of our friends wanted to know if you would have any records or 78s, you know, from days gone by. And the answer is no, right? No records,
correct.
No 78s.
No records.
How about cassettes? I know we didn't talk about that, but
I don't believe there's any cassettes
like,
there.
Oh, well, I'm trying. 8-tracks. I bet there will be no 8-tracks.
There's maybe in the miscellaneous
she
category.
She said miscellaneous.
But
don't you know?
Which covers everything.
Miscellaneous means what goes there. Put it in miscellaneous. There could be potted plants left over for all
watch this. Would you know an 8-track if you saw it?
I would.
All right, then. Put it right in the miscellaneous
category. We are talking this morning to Jennifer Harmon with the Elyria Public Library. Again, their annual book sale begins on Thursday for a special admission price, but then it's free the other days, right? For
correct.
People to come
free
in.
The other days.
Now, don't you have at some point where you can like fill a bag for a certain price or something like that?
That's correct. On Sundays, it's fill a bag for $5, and they're actually doing something new this year. On Saturday, it's BOGO, so it's buy one get one.
Oh. And they can sell kids books by the inch or something like that.
That's right. It's 2 inches for a dollar.
Excellent. So again, this is a way to raise money for the library, right?
Correct.
And let's talk a little bit about you. We've talked in the past, Debbie Pillavent did a lot of this for the library. And now you have sort of taken over that position. Tell me a little bit about your trek getting into this. Were you a member? Were you in the library system, no pun intended, I guess, prior to this?
Or? I was. I began in the library as a shelver, and I was doing that job as I was getting my master's degree in library and information science. So I was a librarian then for a few years, and then when Debbie left, I was asked to move into the position.
Okay. And how long has that been now for you? How long have
A little over 6 months, okay. Just a smidge.
Oh, and every month different for you, I guess, as the seasons move on?
It kind of feels that way, yes.
Now, is that 6 months with this system or just this position?
Just this position.
So have you actually attended or worked any of these book sales previously?
I've been to them. Just I have not actually worked them.
Oh,
so I've walked across the parking lot from West River to go to one.
Yes. She spent time as a shelver. If you were a shelver, would you go for? You'd stay away from books on your day off, right? Would you go where the books are?
Yeah, I guess so.
Of course, now with the library, people don't even have to go to the library anymore to get all the resources.
That's right. There's so much digital materials now that you could do everything pretty much from home by going through our website, which is www.elyrialibrary.org.
That's great, but it's always fun to come and go through the books, because part of going through the books, and maybe as a shelver you didn't like it, people would kind of find books, you know, someplace that they didn't expect it, or they look at different books, or they'll go through one and find an author that maybe they're not familiar with and just kind of take a chance. And when there's a good bargain on a book, nobody's afraid to, you know, spend a little cash for something like that.
Mm-hmm. And there are over 50 categories this year. They're not in alphabetical order, though, but you'll be able to hopefully find something that you like.
That's right. And usually sometimes what happens is you go to a book sale, you buy a lot of books, you read some of them, and then next time around you'll come to the library and go, I got some books to donate.
That seems about right.
And they work their way through as well. And you never know, not guaranteeing, you never know what you might find in a book, because bookmarks come in all sorts of shapes and sizes as well.
So. Well, you've shelved books. Mm-hmm. Have you ever found anything unusual in a book?
I think really the most unusual thing they found was just like pictures. I mean, so they're like little kids' pictures, and you could tell that somebody probably wants them, but if there's nothing written on the back, there's really no way of knowing.
No money, huh?
No money, unfortunately.
Oh, well, there's always hope for that. Well, Jennifer, we thank you for coming in this morning. Jennifer Harmon with the Elyria Public Library. Lots still going on. You can check out the library's website to find out about what kind of readings, books, and programs that you have coming up at the library. But we appreciate you coming in, and hopefully people can come out this week to the Elyria Public Library book sale that is going on again over at St. John Lutheran Church, the sort of the preview on the Thursday for the admission, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well, free for people to come and pick out their favorite books.